תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', עמוד 141, דף קוף
מ' Tess, part, we're studying from Tess, part 3, chapter 9, explains the four בחינות in the Oviyut. We've reached chapter 9, 141, reading item 3, beginning from the top, item 2. The souls in Ak are the roots of the soul. The souls in Atzilut are the essence of the souls. The souls in Briah are the gufim of the souls. The souls in Yetzirah are the levushim of the souls. The souls in Asiyah are the palaces of the souls, in a way that the souls which are the chokhmot in the five worlds Ak and Abiyah connect with each other as an upper Adam, in whose guf are clothed the shoresh and the neshama, and he's clothed in the clothing and sits in his palace.
Meaning it's 5 degrees in the soul. This is how he describes them. Yes? From internality to externality of the soul. Continue. Two.
Item 2. Because all of the souls in Ak will be called the root of the souls, and the whole of the discernments of the soul of Atzilut will be called the souls of the souls truly. And the whole of the souls of Bri'ah will be called Gufot, considered the Neshamot of Atzilut. And the whole of the Neshamot of Bri'ah, of Yetzirah, will be called the Levushim of Neshamot, and the souls of Yetzirah will be called the Hechalot. Down below, little item 3 refers to all of the souls in Ak. Here as well, the Rav is speaking only about the level.
When he says Rav, he means Ari.
And it has been explained already that the four discernments or phases of Atzilut come from the Or Chozer, reflected light that rises from the Masach, the screen of the Bechina Gimel. Therefore, the level of ten Sefirot of Atzilut begin only from Chochmah, called Neshama. Therefore, in the world of Atzilut as well, all of the discernments in them, from Rosh to Siyum, are considered as Chochmah and Neshama. This is what the Ari writes, that all of the discernments of the Neshamot of Atzilut, which is Chochmah, are discernments of the Neshamot to all of the Olamot, the worlds. That is Chochmah, with respect to the Sefirot of the Chochmot of all of the worlds. And also the Gufot, the bodies of Atzilut, will be called the Neshamot of the Gufot, of the bodies of all of the worlds. Similarly, with the Levushim, the garments of Atzilut, and the Heichalot, the palaces, because they all emerge through clothing in Or Chozer of Bchina Gimel, clothing up to the level of Chochmah.
Questions about that? Meaning, everything is according to the same standard, the same discernments of the Masach, as much as there is of Yud, then there is Kashiyut, hardness, and accordingly there is returning light that is raised, and it enables the direct light to come in, and that determines the degree. Okay?
Three. The Gufim of Ak are the Shorshei Gufim. The Gufim of Atzilut are the Neshamot of the Gufim. In Bri'ah they are the Etzem, the essence of the Gufim of Yetzirah are the Levushim, the garments of the Gufim, Gufim of Asiyah are the Heichalot, the palaces of the Gufim. All the Gufim of Ak and Abiyah connect with each other in the upper Adam, in whose Guf the Shoresh and Neshama are clothed. Item 3. Also, all the Bechinot of Gufim of Ak shall be called Shoresh, root of Gufim, of the bodies. The collective of the Gufot of Atzilut shall be called the Neshamot of the Gufot. And the collective of the Bechinot of Gufot of Briah shall be called Gufot of Gufot. The collective of the Bechinot of Gufot of Yetzirah shall be called Levushim, garments of Gufot. And the collective of the Gufot of Asiyah shall be called Heichalot of Gufot. palaces.
We have to understand it's just names. There's nothing to it. It's either you give it numbers or you give it names. Just don't get confused.
Item 4, the words of the Ari. Also the Levushim, the garments in every Olam, the world from Ak and Abia, connect with each other and become as the upper Adam, in whose guf the Neshama and Shoresh are clothed, and he is clothed in Levushim and dwells in his Heichal. 4. Also the collective of the Bechinot of Levushim of Ak shall be called Shoresh of the Levushim. The collective of the Levushim of Atzilut shall be called Neshamot of Levushim. And the collective of Bechinot Levushim of Bria shall be called Gufot of Levushim. The collective of Bechinot Levushim of Yetzirah shall be called Levushim of Levushim, and the collective of the Levushim of Asiya shall be called Heichalim of Levushim.
According to the same definition, Shorosh Neshama Guf Levush Echal. What?
In the previous item, there was inner light regarding item 4.
Okay, we can read it. It's now fine as well.
Opnimi, item 4 below, relates to the collective of the Bechinot. Okay. This is also for the reason of the degree, as the entire Eser Sfirot of Bri'ah have no more than the degree of Bina, meaning from Or Chozer, reflected light of the Masach of Bina Bet. Thus, all the degrees in it are regarded as b'chinot that are called gufot. Even malchut of Bri'ah is b'chinat bina to the malchuyot in all of the olamot for the above reason. Similarly, you can see that all the b'chinot of olam ha-yetzirah are regarded as levushim, meaning Zeranpin in all of the Olamot, the worlds. It is so because they come from Or Chozer of Bchina Aleph, whose degree is up to Zeranpin, called Levush, garment. Similarly, all the Bechinot of Olam Asiya are Heichalot, palaces, meaning only Malchut without a degree. You will understand the words of the Ari by the same manner, and we need not elaborate further here.
Questions. So clearly, it's the same standard here, only the terms are changing. You can use numbers, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's it. You have 5 discernments and 5 in each of them, etc. And you can call that echalot or houses, or it doesn't matter. There's no difference. It's just, let's not be confused by the names. The structure is the same structure.
Okay, item 5. Also, the Heichalot in every Olam from Ak and Abia connect with each other like the upper Adam in whose guf it is clothed, etc.
What does he want to tell us? Listen, we have a Partsuf. In the Partsuf, we have 5 degrees. The higher degree is called Shoresh, root. It influences all the 5 degrees in the same Partsuf. However, that root is also included with all the other roots of all the other degrees. All the Shoreshim, all the Levushim, all the Hechalot, they're all connected. The Ktarim, Chochmot, Binot, Zeranpinim, Malchuyot. Even though in each Partsuf they are there, and they influence each other from above downwards, they're also connected, because all the roots came from a single root, or all the ktarim, all the levushim came from a single root, the chokhmot, etc. So there's just a division, a copy, from one Havaya to thousands and thousands of Havaya, infinite Havayot. But even though there's a connection in terms of height, there's also a connection in terms of character, meaning that all the Ktarim, all the Chochmot, all the Binot, they're all interconnected according to their nature. A keter of a single partsuf cannot be connected with the zeranpin of the other one. but the Keter can be connected. They will, but how the Ketarim are not connected to each other, rather how the Partsufim are connected to each other, that already depends on Oviyut, Masach, and Ochuzah. However, all the Ketarim, all the Chochmot, Binot, Zohar, Pinin, Malchuyot, they are interconnected independently of the screens and our work, and it just stems from their root that comes before any division. That's their nature. Understood? So, it's like the hand of a man and the hand of a monkey and the hand of a whale or something, in whatever form of hand they have. It comes from a single root. Who wanted? Yeah? Okay. Who?
Guy.
Okay, davai.
What does it mean that they're connected? All the binot, all the
one havaya in the root in the world of Ein Sof is the root for everything. Everything that was divided in that havaya was divided because the created being wished to determine a certain special attitude towards the creator. Malchut wanted to determine a special attitude towards Keter. And it says, no, I'm performing a restriction, reflected light, I want to be like him. Only if I'm in his form, I want to connect to him. He's on the other end of the table, I'm on the other end. If there will be some connection between us, it will be as much as I can receive in order to bestow. As much he can give me, I can give him. Otherwise, I can't see him. I don't want to see him. Is there a creator before me? No. Why? I don't want it. If I wish to bestow to him, and I'm able to bestow to him, to the extent that I want, and I'm able, I perform a restriction, a screen, reflected light, I receive in order to bestow a certain portion. And in this part, we are in contact. And this is the only way I want to do it. That's what Malchut of Ein Sof says. And from that moment on, this is how it goes. So what's going on? One Havaya is now divided into infinite portions. And it goes in certain instances that the host represents to it. Maybe you'll do this, maybe you'll do that, maybe like this, maybe like that. Then accordingly she makes of herself as much as she can to resemble the host. You do this to me and I can do this to you. And you do this to me and I do this to you. This is the meaning of partners. But partners, one against the other. And that's how she establishes herself. That's why from the first Havaya, we now have thousands of Havayot, plural of Havaya. This is the meaning of from one soul, we have thousands of individual souls.
If now something happens, for instance, in Bina.
Wait, hold on. What's going on?
There is some process.
Then it influences everyone.
So all the binot are the same?
Yeah, not the same. According to the measure of that patsuf. Of course.
According to the measure.
Yeah, if you corrupt something in your soul, God forbid, then in those higher souls, there are changes. Now the changes, are they... They might be high according to their degree or low according to your degree. Tell me, how do you influence those higher souls or the lower souls in what you, let's say you performed, you sinned. The sin is that 1 minute you were not aimed at there's none else besides him.
Thank you.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
It turns out that all the clothing of the neshamot, what you read, is with respect to the importance of the Creator, right?
Of course, the importance of the host. Because our goal is that host, that guest sitting in front of the host, and wants to give him contentment in return. Just like the host. The contentment of the host reveals that he wants to give to him. And that's the case for all the souls. There's no other concern, there's no other goal, no other action but to give contentment to the Creator. This is called to reach adhesion in Him.
Meaning each and every degree is more important of the Creator between us? It appears as such a degree?
Yes. Okay? Agree?
What's the connection between all the different bina in every partsuf? Are they also connected as a partsuf?
They're not connected in a partsuf. They're connected as external and internal. They clothe one on top of the other.
And that's enough in order to pass. Is there a connection between them?
You're asking like that. Bina. In the upper partsuf and bina in the lower partsuf, is it like ketem chokhmah?
Yes.
And the bina of a lower partsuf is zanpin, and a bina of a lower partsuf is malchut?
That's what I'm asking, yes.
Let's not get into it. The question is correct, and my answer is in the air. You learned this wisdom. There's something like it. Matrix. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we attain it from the action, from the practice. Then everything becomes clear. But theoretically, there's no point.
So, on what part should we focus? If it does behave like a partsuf, you should go down till the most specific level. But there is none. Where should we focus?
Should see each and every partsuf in and of itself. That's the most a correct approach, the healthiest. Everything a partsuf corrects, by that it awakens all the other parts of human creation, all in the system, all the other parts of him. Bina changes somewhere, then through all the other binas in the soul of Adam Arishon, it shakes the entire soul. Shakes up the entire soul.
Ken Cohen.
What's the difference between the clothing in externality and the internality?
Between the outer clothing and the inner clothing, there's a relationship between an outer and an inner. One clothes on the other, one influences the other. The inner bestows light to the outer, and the outer bestows a deficiency to the inner. Correct question. You asked today. Okay, ask.
Rav, the different bina affects the other. Chokhmah and the parts by its side, chokhmah, etc. In hitkalelut, in integration, how does it work? There's an integration of qualities, of measures, all these things. So how does bina affect in the ten sefirot themselves? That's something I can't understand, Rav.
These are very difficult questions. Because you have to also be careful not to get confused. It's kalut, intermingling in what? If we're intermingled, incorporated in the Creator, then everyone is incorporated in Him, and there everyone becomes equal and connected, and they get arranged according to our measure of bestowal. Meaning, I don't care who are you and what am I and who is he and he, rather each and every one gives to the bestowal to the Creator, our common root. He gives His absolute special bestowal. Special, as much as you can. Let's say you bring 10 pounds apples, and I bring 10 pounds carrots, and he brings 10 pounds of gold, and he brings a truck of gravel. It doesn't matter what we're bringing, because in general, from that we measured the relative degree of bestowal of each and every one. Meaning, it doesn't matter what you bring, because it depends on your nature, the Creator that dictated. You can only bring gravel, and the other one can bring a truck of diamonds. It has nothing to do with it. As much as you're capable, according to your nature, you can bring gravel, and he, according to his nature, can bring diamonds. Now we're talking with respect to the level of your screen, the level of your bestowal. So, as much as in all your circumstances you bestowed, relatively, as much as you succeeded in that, 100%, 80% of your ability, and how much he was able to do it, and then accordingly, you become equal in the upper root, and there you connect between you. Where is he and where are you? And then it's written that each and every righteous is concealed by the screen or the canopy of his friend. And think about it. Okay. There are many things in that, but I'm saying from the feeling you will attain it. And in the mind,
יש במתמטיקה הגבוהה כאלו.
In higher math, there are such instruments. Fractals also, maybe. Okay, continue.
We're continuing with the words of the Ari, item 5. Also, the Hechalot in every Olam from Ak and Abiyah connect with each other like the upper Adam, in whose goof it is clothed, etc. The collective of the Bchinot of Echalot de'ak shall be called Shorish Neshamot de'Echalot. The collective Bchinot Echalot de'Atzilut shall be called Neshamot de'Echalot. And the collective of Echalot de'Briah shall be called Gufot de'Echalot. The collective Bchinot Echalei de'Yetzira shall be called Levushim de'Echalot. And the collective Echalot de'Asiya shall be called Echalot de'Echalot.
Meaning, these are just names, right? Appellations. Is it clear? Something not clear? Ask.
Can you say what the difference is between, if you have Bina everywhere, so what's the difference between it and, or does it always behave the
always
same? So why do you need the few Bina? Why isn't it the same Bina in a different place?
Because there's before it, there's Chokhmah and Keter that bestow to it what she needs, and what she needs determines Zohan, Pin, and Mahu that's below her.
So
there's a mother in every family. Her role is the same and yet different.
So what's the difference between them?
What's the difference? To each one according to the family, according to the ability of what it receives from above and the demand it receives from below. Bina has two sets of deficiencies. She has a deficiency from below, and accordingly she raises it upwards and raises it higher up. So she wants to receive the salary from her husband and receive the deficiencies from the kids and provide one to the other and the other to the other. This is Bina, but other than Bina, all the other discernments, Bchinot, the same.
So all the different Bchinot are equal, doesn't matter where they are, but they're activated the same according to the environment they're in? According to the conditions, maybe you can say?
No, but their role is the same role. But according to their location, their place.
Meaning, it can't be that, for instance, Chokhmah.
Bina is not going to become Chokhmah or Zarampin. This is according to the original Havaya. It can never be. But according to her state, it functions. Take a woman, place her in this family, that family, these kids, other kids, let's say. A woman's nature is the same, except you make her adapt to these conditions.
Now, why are the Sefirot divided in different places and not like in the Olamot, that you have, one time you have this world and that's it? Why isn't it built in a way that you have a system, which is one, and it's the same system developing? The Sefirot are...
Guys, you're not listening to him. Each one who says something, for me it's an opportunity to be included with that. Even if I don't, I want to understand what he's saying. But to be included in that, that's spiritual profit. Again, the question.
For instance, Bina, right? We have five Olamot, five worlds, so you have five times Bina. Why don't you have one Bina, which is the same Bina moving?
It's the same Bina in the first Havaya of Ein Sof, of course. And everything you do in all the worlds with the smallest detail has to rise to Ein Sof. It's included there.
But the existence of that same quality is in one place, or does it coexist in all the different places?
It influences the entire system. We spoke about it. You don't have even a tiny action that doesn't shake up the entire system. It raises its deficiency to Ein Sof, and from Ein Sof receives mud, and she's the last to receive it through all the worlds. You can say, how can it be the last if it's a part that is now being changed in Atzilut? How can it be that it's the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah will receive before it? Because they receive before, because the one who awakens now functions as Malchut towards all of creation. We have this, I don't know how to say it. If a certain deficiency that appears in any place in the system, it becomes like Malchut with his deficiency, and then the entire system is the first nine towards him. Okay, this is not mandatory. Let's go.
Words of Dari, item 6. Shangla de'ak are roots for neshama guf levush echal in abia. Shangla de'atzilut are neshamot inside shangla inak and abia. Shangla de'bria are gufim inside shangla inak and atzilut yetzira asiya. Shangla de'yetzira are levushim inside shangla inak and atzilut bria asiya. Shangla de'asiya are hechalot inside shangla inak and Atzilut Bria Yetzira.
Meaning, what does he say? Again, names. Shangela is Shosh Neshama Guf Levush Echal. Those are five Pchinot. So five Pchinot in the uppermost world relate to the five Pchinot in the lower world. Like Shosh towards Neshama. Or Keter towards Chochmah. Clear? Guys, a little more flexibility. Other than names and appellations, there's nothing here. What can I do?
יש לנו גלגלטה ויש לנו אב.
We have Galgalta and we have Ab. In Galgalta, we have Olden Aranchai and Kachabzon, right? Everyone agrees? Anyone here disagrees? Raise your hand. Okay, no, everyone agrees. Now, the entire partsuf of Galgalta is Keter. The entire partsuf of Ab is Chokhmah. Although in Galgalta we have 10 Sefirot, and in Ab we have 10 Sefirot. Nevertheless, we call Galgalta Keter, and we call Ab Chokhmah. And we call Sag Bina, and Ma'u and Bon are Zarampin and Machot, right? And that's what he's saying. Just like Partsufim relate to one another, although each one is 10 Sefirot, like Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zarampin and Machot. How can we relate like that from Partsuf to Partsuf? How? So he's saying this is according to the degree of the Patsuf. That's what it says. Shangela of Ak, meaning everything that's in Ak, Shorosh Neshama Guf Levoshechal, are roots for Shangela in Abiyah. It's clear that this is the root from which Abiyah emerges. And Shangela of Atzilut, all the vessels of Atzilut, Yet and Sefirot, are Neshamot, that are inside the Shangela that is in Ak. Why are they souls? Because there it's called Shosh, root, the world of Adam Kadmon, and Atzilut is called Neshama, and Briah is called Guf, and Yetzirah is called Levush, and Asiyah is called Echal. That's how it's called. Not more than that. Like I say, Ak and Abiyah is Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Zayin, Pin, Malchut. The same. Only those names, Ak and Abiyah, is from the first restriction, and according to the vessels, from the first restriction, from the root, and Shangela is according to second restriction, the corrections. We use it more with the corrections when we raise the pchinot from below up. Shorosh neshama guf levush echal. It's the, in the division of the second restriction, they become apparent, and then we use them more. Why? Keter chokhmah bina zarampin malchut. It's not clear what's happening. It's five pchinot, 10 sefirot. But shorosh neshama guf levush echal, there are many things here. Shorosh neshama, that's something internal. You know, inside, this is Shorosh Neshama. Root and soul, yeah? Then after that, Guf, the body. Levush, clothing. Echal, abode. That's something external, right? Is that clear?
Nonetheless, the Ari here, Bala Sulam and the Ari, repeat the same shape he called before. And I'm sure there is a difference. Previously, there was a connection, all the connection between all the qualities of all the Olamot, which is the same quality. Here he repeats it in a different way through the Olamot from this item. So what's the difference between the two? I don't understand.
I told you about everything. He adds something in everything. Everything, he adds something. He wants to tell you that you have differences between the discernments and the discernments and the clothing of one on the other. And one towards the other is like Shosh towards the Neshama, and Neshama towards the Guf, and Guf towards the Levush, and Levush towards Echal. That's how it is. That's what he explains. Best is to concentrate everything to 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you'll have no problems. But again, why does he want to tell us about this? And doesn't not apologize. I'm sorry, he's not lazy about it. He's not lazy about it. Because this opens up before you a bit of a wider vision, feeling about the general system, how it is an integral system. This is the main thing. The integral form where generally everything connects to everything else.
Item 6, the words of Dari. It is so when we speak of it in general. because five b'chinot ak are shoroshim, roots for neshamot, for gufim, for levushim, or for heichalot. The five b'chinot atzilut are neshamot, for shoroshim, for neshamot, for gufim, for levushim, or for heichalot. The five b'chinot de bria are gufim, for shoroshim, for neshamot, for gufim, for levushim, or for heichalot. The five b'chinot de yitzira are levushim, for shoroshim, for neshamot, for gufim, for levushim, or for heichalot. The five b'chinot de asiya are heichalot, for shoroshim, for neshamot, for gufim, for levushim, or for heichalot.
Next.
Item 7. Bria is called guf because she receives from Atzilut as a guf from Neshama. Item 7. Now you can understand the words of our sages. His wife is like his own body. Bria is the wife of Atzilut, for they are Chochmah and Bina. Even though there are Neshamot in Bria as well, the gufot are named after the neshamot de Atzilut. It is so because as the wife receives from her husband, so the guf receives from the neshama. Our sages also said, a bait, a home, is but a wife. This is in Asiya, because Asiya is the bait, and the heichal to all five bechinot. Asiya is the wife of Yetzirah. This is the meaning of a bait is but a wife, referring to Asiya. It is so in the b'china of Asiya in each and every olam. It is called the bait of that olam. The b'china of Bria in every olam is called the guf of that olam.
Yes.
What? Can I ask about your explanation about Shangela?
Yeah.
You divided it into two parts, external and internal.
He's coming to it in the next chapter. He's saying that now we can talk about each world. The Shorosh Neshama and Guf are cleaved to one another, and Shorosh Neshama are separate from one another. He's going to divide them into Golgata Einayim and Achat. It will be clear to us why they using it in this way, Shangela. It's like clothing, levushim, all those things that belong to the internality. Shorosh Neshama Guf are inside, levush echal are outside. The clothing and the abode are outside. That's why they're using these kind of appellations. In the world of correction, everything that belongs to correction, to second restriction, they use more often Shangela compared to Kachabtum.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what can we learn from the relation between Shangela and Naran Chai?
Shangela are vessels, Naran Chai are the lights. Also, Naran Chai, we have to understand, it's not the same Naran Chai as the ones that expand in Kachabzon. Because in Shangela, it's not true lights that expand there. Because there are no zivugim in the malchut, rather malchut that participates with bina, malchut that rises to bina. We'll talk about it. The lights are not true lights. The vessels are not true vessels until the end of correction.
A friend from Israel is asking: is the multiple sfirot and the potzufim is because of the diminution of the lights?
Yeah, and the small parts, like a king that wanted to transfer his treasure from one nation to another. That's how we need to behave. Okay?
As much as I remember, the place of Bria in the world of Nikudim, the way it was made, it was from Zad Bina of the world of Nikudim.
Yeah.
And now, Bria cannot be, how should I say it? It can't be active, that's why it's as if it receives like Zat.
Yeah.
Okay.
General question about the levush. The levushim, the clothes, are a form clothed in matter? Can we say it this way? I'm only asking in order to get some...
You won't understand anything. It will only confuse you.
Another question. Form clothed in matter, is that a new matter? Or can you distinguish between the form and the what it's clothed on?
All the sfirot are a form clothed in matter. All the sfirot, doesn't matter which one. Aside from the root, where it's similarly the primordial matter and so on. But all the other sfirot is a form clothed in matter. The matter is the will to receive, and its form is called the sfira. Sapir, something that shines like an emerald, that according to how much it resembles the Creator.
This matter that resembles the Creator?
No, the matter does not resemble the Creator. The form of bestowal that resembles the Creator. And the matter is impure.
Beseder? Ken? Lo, ahora.
When you read these items and you think about the light that reforms, what pops in your mind is to try to locate the system of connections seemingly between the different forms of between the keter, or the plural of keter, ketarim, and my relation to the friends. That's what comes to me when I think about the light. Is this correct to do, to start search for the relation between the parts and the friends?
Although I'm afraid that you'll start to materialize it, because who knows who will later hear about it. I don't think about it this way, about you this way, but nevertheless, we are incorporated in one another with all the discernments in us. And in this way, we work in cooperation, integration.
Meaning, what he teaches us here practically is what's the form of integration that exists in reality and how maybe...
No, here it's not incorporation, it's the attitude. The attitude from the clothing of the sefirot, parts of him, and the worlds on one another.
Meaning how the kli is embedded, it's woven.
Also the general reality, I would say, how it's built. And its parts, in what way are they, in what kind of relationship they have between them.
Can you explain what does it mean that we learn in integration, in hit kalelut?
Us, between us?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I hear and I want to be incorporated, integrated in each and every question of the friend. And everything that the reader reads. A reader has to understand that whatever he outputs, we connect between us around that. Additionally, we have to connect in our common goal, which we don't mention each and every moment, the goal for which we are gathering here, and we hear everything, we try to be integrated. And the Creator, most importantly, to that He will bestow on us, influence us, and be with us, and we will feel ourselves like this Shangela as one man and one heart. This is itkalelut, integration, incorporation. When I read about the structure of this soul, where Kachabzon is Shangela, of the lights, inner and outer, and everything that's happening there, I'm thinking about the connection between of us and how we are in such a structure, and how we need to add to each other, to one another, various shades and possibilities.
So, if a friend asks a question, for instance, and someone connects or relates to the question or doesn't connect to the question?
tries to connect but doesn't, but can connect, that's not a problem.
Yeah, but it's not the question. There are a few levels here. Say, Bala Sulam writes in item 155 that even though you don't understand what you really want to understand, out of that the light illuminates the soul and brings you closer, etc. That's one thing. Another thing is a friend is asking a question now. So how is one related to the other?
He brings us another aspect of connection, another reason for connection. Because he has a deficiency, and we can, through his deficiency, we can connect more. To build additional parts of him.
Okay, I'll try to make the question more focused. There's the work of a person in front of a text, what Bala Sulam wrote. It's clear you don't understand, but you want to understand.
No, that's secondary. The important thing is how we connect.
How do we now, during the lesson?
Yeah, on top of the study. That's the most important thing. Out of that, attainment should come. And out of the intellectual efforts, only wisdom will come. Intellectual wisdom, and it will give us nothing. Okay, what Baruch?
A simple question regarding what we read. What is a bite, home? What does it mean when he says, when he uses this term? Bite and his wife, his home and the wife, why?
Because it's a result of this world.
What is a home, a bite? What's the essence?
Vessel in which a man resides, and his clothing and everything is inside the house. And around the house is a yard and then a desert.
Is this the final kli, the malchut? That's what it means?
Malchut, of course. House, hall, boat, doesn't matter. Many, many names for that. Those are, that's a gradation. Different kind of gradation.
What is a wife that receives from her husband?
Spiritual wife.
A deficiency?
She receives from her husband. Of course, she has a deficiency to receive in order to bestow. She's capable of receiving. This is the qualified woman. Malchut, corrected in Bina, in order to receive from her husband, who's Keter and Chochma.
Rafa, можно пояснить, когда мы учим общую систему миров, то
can you explain when we learn about the general system of the worlds? So Adam Kadmon, is that Keter? And Atzilut is Chochma. But when we learn, on the other hand, Pticha, the preface, there it said that Atzilut is the new Ma, Zeranpin. So what is Atzilut ultimately?
Beautiful question. Who asked? Patavov? Matushevsky. He likes to philosophize. Atzilut is called the new Ma. The question, nevertheless, is correct. It's a nice one. Atzilut is called the new Ma because it was elicited as Ma. And Ma is Batsuf, or a world, doesn't matter, that was born out of Sag. So upper Ma was born from the Te'amim of Sag. And the Ma, the new Ma, which is Atzilut, was born out of Nekudot of Sag. Therefore it is called new Ma. And is also called new Ma because it arrived in order to correct the Ma, which is now below the Tabu of Ak, because there are no Partsufim that can fill the space below Tabo of Ag. And Galgalta, when we fill it 100%, it means that we reached Malchut of Ein Sof. So, therefore, Atzilut is called Numa because it is responsible to fill the entire Nehi of Galgalta. Therefore, it's also called Numa. And there are a few other reasons you can read about it. But everything is explained by Baal HaSulam. Q&As. Especially it's because of the second restriction, and by the second restriction you return to the first restriction. But the matter is that it was born out of Sag and it came in order to fill Nehi of Ak, whereas Ma and Bon of Ak.
The words of Dari, item 8. Another way. The Orot, the lights in Ak, meaning the Neshamot in it, are called Yechida. The Neshamot de Atzilut are called Chaya. And the Neshamot de Bria are called Neshamot. The Neshamot de Yitzira are called Ruach. And the Neshamot de Asiya are called Nefesh.
You see, there is no special name for a special light, rather only relative to what we're measuring. No one has his own name, that this is how you're called. Rather only with respect to where you are relative to other discernments, and then you'll have other names. All depends on the relationship. Let's say the environment determines the general soul.
Item 8, asterisk. If we want, we can take a different path. All the Orot de Ak are called Yechida, and Orot de Atzilut, Chaya. Orot de Bria are called Neshama, and Orot Yetzira are Ruach. Orot de Asiya are Nefesh.
But in each one of them, there is Naam Chai. You have Yechida, 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 Chaya, Yechida, and various such permutations, because each Bchina, each discernment, is included of all the other discernments.
It is similar in Gufim and Levushim in Echalot, in Ak and Abiyah. The Gufim in Ak are Yechida, the Gufim de Abiyah. And in Atzilut, Chaya, etc. It is similar in Levushim. The Levushim of Ak are Yechida de Levushim de Abiyah. And the Levushim de Atzilut are Chaya de Levushim de Ak and Abiyah, etc. Item 9. It is similar in the Levushim in all the Olamot and the Gufot and the Hechalot. All the Levushim of Ak are the highest Levush of all five Levushim. And all the Levushim of Atzilut are the second Levush, etc. Item 10. Shangala are Yachnaran, Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, meaning Orot of Kachabtum. This path is the first path, because the Nefesh is called Heichal, Ruach, Levush, Neshama, Guf, Chaya, Neshama, and Yechida, the Shoresh of the Neshama.
You see, sometimes it calls it like that. Calls the lights like vessels, calls the vessels like lights, balagan, a mess. But Kabbalists understand it according to the matter, the context, so there's no difficulty.
Thus, all the above is in every single Olam specifically. How so? Or Keter Dazilut is called Shorosh Neshama, and also Yechida. Or Chochma Dazilut is called Neshama Tu Neshama, and also Chaya. Or Bina Da'atzilut is called Guf, and also Neshama. Or Tiferet Da'atzilut is called Levush, and also Ruach. Or Malchut Da'atzilut is called Nefesh, and also Heichal. It is the same inside every specific item too.
ודאי למבין.
Next.
Item 11. Each sfira of the Kachab Tum, Inak, and Abiyah is divided into five b'chinot shangela. 11. Indeed, the median rule, the shortest of all, is this. All Eser Sfirot de Atzilut and Keter 2 contain Shorosh, Neshama to Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. It is the same in Bia and in Ak as well, being the Shorosh of the entire Bia. 12. Ak and Abiyah are five b'chinot in the name Havaya, intermingled with each other. Each of them contains Ak and Abiyah, which are the five b'chinot in Havaya, and are Shangela, which are 25 b'chinot. Item 12. You find that all that was emanated is but one Havaya, containing five Bechinot, which are the tip of the Yod in Ak, the Yod in Atzilut, Hey in Bria, Vav in Yetzira, and Hey in Asiya. Each of these Bechinot contains all five, because the tip of the Yod in Ak contains one Havaya of the other five Bechinot. These are the above five b'chinot in Ak itself, which are Ak and Abiyah in him. Being the five b'chinot, those are Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Eichal. The Yod, the Tzilut, also has one Havaya, containing all the above five b'chinot. Likewise, in all other otiyot in Bia, they are five otiyot, where each contains all the others, amounting to 25 bechinot.
No, finish it.
13. Each of the above 25 bechinot is divided into five other bechinot shangela, and each of those contains esel sfirot. Each sfira is then divided into five partsufim, which are shangela. 13. Afterwards, in this above manner, there is another general. Each of them consists of all the 25 bechinot. It is so because the Yud Atzilut has one Havaya, containing all five bechinot, and each brina of the five consists of another five. They are Eser Sfirot Shoresh, Eser Sfirot Neshama, Eser Sfirot Guf, Eser Sfirot Levush, and Eser Sfirot Heichal. Similarly, the tip of the Yud of Ak contains 10 in Atzilut, and likewise in the letter He in Bria, the letter Vav in Yetzira, etc. Thus, in short, Ak is the tip of the Yud. It contains one Havaya, which in turn contains five b'chinot, Shorosh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. Each of these b'chinot contains another five, which are Eser Sfirot Shorosh, Eser Sfirot Neshama, Eser Sfirot Guf, Eser Sfirot Levush, and Eser Sfirot Heichal. Each sfira of these Eser Sfirot consists of five partsufim, namely Shoresh and Abiyah.
No, beseder or lo?
Okay, good or not?
No.
Rav, what can one do if you can't focus both on the material and on connection?
Focus on connection.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about what we read. Will it be correct to say that it is possible for me to behave in a 10. The way one friend wants me to behave, I add my behavior from the way I perceive his attitude, and I have also one more kind of behavior when I try to express myself in the 10 as another friend wishes me to be. I don't know how to explain this, but suddenly
try to explain it if you want. But if not, we won't be able to understand. To understand him, his 10.
Is it possible that one friend demands me to be straight? I have to write, and another friend demands a different action from me. Will it be correct for me to express myself according to the desire of one friend and express myself according to the desire of another friend? Out of that, it's as if
they demand of you one way or another?
No, that's the way I perceive it. They don't demand. That's the way I perceive it.
But is that according to each one getting receiving a role in the 10 or just during the study in general? I don't understand what you're talking about. I never heard about it. It seems to you that Leo is demanding of you to constantly write stuff. And
I'm trying to understand the relation between the expression of a sfira as an independent sfira and the influence of the rest of the sfirot as its expression when it wants to serve the spiritual essence.
I don't understand it. Those kind of confusions, I can't even answer them. Because you'll think it's like Torah from Mount Sinai. No. No one demands anything from the other. I just give an example, and according to that example, he wants to awaken the friends. What do you want, Dudi? Who are you pointing to?
French.
French.
How is there Ak in the tip of the Yud? Isn't it only after Tzimtzum Aleph that you have Ak?
No, when we talk about Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, how later, by the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, the creature makes those forms that resemble the first standard Havaya that he has in himself, then it turns out that Yud and the tip of the Yud, Kutso Shel Yud, is the Pratsuf of Galgalta. And towards the rest of the worlds, Ak is Yud, and Galgalta is the tip of the Yud. That's how it's divided.
Раф, извините за занудство, но я не услышал ответа. Можно еще раз все-таки сказать про Ацилут? Это Хохма?
Sorry for nagging, but can you say about Ацилут? Is that Хохма or Зеран Пин?
Ацилут is Хохма. But it's called Ma, the new Ma, according to how it was elicited. It was elicited from Nekudot of Sag after the shattering, the world of Nekudim after the shattering, and from Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, it was born out of, you know, on the one hand, from there. On the other hand, its job, together with Bia, is to fill that part of Adam Kadmon, Galgalta, on which it clothes, meaning Nehi of Ak, Nehi of Galgalta. Therefore, Atzilut is called the new Ma that comes in the place of the old Ma, which was shattered, which is the world of Nekudim. And according to the role which is to fill the Nehi of Ak or Nehi or and so forth. And it doesn't matter to us where it came from, how it was born, as much as we care about its role. Because according to how it was born, how we talk about it, it belongs to the world of Chochmah. Ak is Keter, and Atzilut is Chochmah. How can we say about it that it's Ma or Numa? Rather, again, we have to understand where it was born, and according to what is he corrected, and how does he behave? What is his role? You have to be a little diverse here to see the role of Atzilut in this way and in that way. It's written about it in many places, you'll find it.
What moves between the different Potsufim and from what Bina to Bina? What passes from Bina to Bina, for instance?
In all the Shot of the Potsuf, you have five Pchinot, Kachaptum. According to the level of the will to receive, restriction, and reflected light. That's inside the Potsuf. In general, the entire Parsuf is the portion that it can bestow to the Creator. Between all the Parsufim, we have the integration and cooperation according to their structure, the way they work in one system, one engine. So all the parts are interconnected. And then, in this way, they complement one another. Now, when we then write or speak about the role of each and every system according to its intensity, its level. I have an engine. There's an accumulator, there's distributor, there's many parts, right? The part that is not working on a certain level, say it's a pump. In the pump, I mean, it's called Zeranpin. The pump is now running up in the degree, although it's a pump, but it works at a higher degree. So I say that it works in the form of Bina. And then it connects to all the other parts, like Zeranpin, that is clothed in Bina. You know, I don't know where to get the examples for it, but just understand that. No, I have no words. Meaning the connection, you asked nicely, the connection inside the Partsuf is connection according to Ten Sfirot. All five Bchinot, according to screen and coarseness, direct light, reflected light, that's it. But the connection in the bestowal or the influence of the Protsofim on one another, that's already a problem how to explain. That's why you see Kachabzon, Shangela, Numa, Oldma, all those things that he asked, it all comes from the role, the job of each and every Protsof. How much in its different role begins to be different towards all the other parts of him. Because the ten sefirot are ten sefirot. You say, hang on, it's not ten sefirot. I can call these ten sefirot according to how they come out and cascade from itself. I can say there's a ten sefirot of Chochmah. That's it. And someone else will say, oh, hang on. This is how, according to how it was born, how it came out of Keter and then came to Chochmah. But how it functions right now, it took upon itself a certain addition, certain correction. Now it functions differently, like Bina or Zeranpin, but from a higher world. But according to its nature, it remains the way it is. So as he read, on the one hand, it's the place of its elicitation and who he is according to his nature, and on the other hand, if he raises himself according to his role higher, then we also measure the levels where it exists according to Keter Chochma Bina Zampin Malchot. Where if previously he was on the level of Zampin, now he's seemingly on the level of Bina. It's not Bina, you're right, but that's how we take into account his role. We'll talk about it. There are many